Lively Stones Meditations for Saturday, 4th September 2021. Line upon line. It was remarked at one point in our gathering on Tuesday how the flow of the Spirit had effortlessly picked up where last week's had left off. The call to arms, what are our weapons, and what is the meaning of that for us corporately and individually? In the book of Isaiah, the prophet says, "Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk? Those just drawn from the breasts? For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people." Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 to 11. It reminds us yet again that lest the Lord build the house, and he does so little by little, placing one stone atop another to ensure that our foundation is solid. The reason the number three represents the completeness and unity of God is because a three-sided structure will stand. One or two-sided will not. So it is, precept upon precept, line upon line, so that we, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effect of working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 to 16. An essential component of this edifying and growing process is hearing combined with obedience. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, "Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered." Following a line we had been given about Joshua 1 to look at, verses which speak of Joshua hears the call from the Lord to cross over this Jordan. "Pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess." Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. The Lord says to Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage." Verse 6. "Only be strong and very courageous." Verse 7. And, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Verse 9. Three solid commands from the triune God. We need not fear when God leads, for he brings light in the darkness. Our fears are to be banished when we turn to him, because fear comes from the dark places within us, and whatever is brought into the light becomes light. Follow line upon line and cross this Jordan. Songs. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. God's gonna finish just what he started. And to God be the glory. A Holy Promise. Oswald Chambers on Hope. All certainty brings death to something. When we have a certain belief, we killed God in our lives because we do not believe him. We believe our beliefs about him and do what Job's friends did, bring God and human life to the standard of our beliefs and not to the standard of God. The helplessness of professional religion is that there is no room for surprise. We tie God up in his laws and in denominational doctrines and orders of services. Consequently, we do not see God at all. From the love of God.